Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menash. On today's show, we're talking about where's the line between break and enter, theft, and a tenant being evicted unlawfully. Now, that is finally being clarified in a couple of states. If someone breaks into your house and starts stealing your stuff, then you do the natural thing and call the police and have the crooks arrested. But when the police show up, if these people claim to be a tenant, the police will probably tell the owner that they have to be evicted through civil litigation in the court system. And in many states, this process can take upwards of years. Well, the state of Florida just passed legislation that restores property rights to property owners, and Governor DeSantis is scheduled to sign that bill later this week. Squatters' rights do exist in Florida and indeed in the rest of the country. As a matter of fact, squatters can legally claim ownership of your property through an adverse possession claim. This is something that dates all the way back to British common law. This is a legal principle that might enable a squatter to get legal ownership to a building or property as long as they meet certain basic requirements. A squatter is a person that occupies a property or piece of land without lawful permission. Basically, a squatter is a person that lives on the property without actually being the owner or paying rent. Squatting and trespassing aren't necessarily the same thing. In legal eyes, trespassing is viewed as a criminal offense, whereas squatting is considered a civil matter. That said, a squatter may be viewed as a criminal if you, as the property owner, file for an unlawful detainer lawsuit to evict them. It comes down to the definition of what's a tenant, what's a squatter, and what's a trespasser. Squatters can lay claim to a property. This is usually an abandoned property, might be a foreclosed or otherwise unoccupied building, after living in it for a continuous period of time. In the state of Florida, for example, an adverse possession claim, for it to be valid, a squatter must have lived continuously in the property for at least 7 years. And when they file for legal occupation, they're no longer regarded as criminal trespassers. They have the legal authority to continue occupying the property. Well, under a new Florida law, which passed unanimously in the House with a vote of 108-0 and in the Senate with a vote of 39-0, there is a restoration of property rights. The intent of the legislation is to quickly restore possession of residential property to the lawful owner of the property when the property is being unlawfully occupied, and thereby preserving property rights while limiting the opportunity for criminal activity. And I'm going to read directly from the legislation. A property owner or his or her authorized agent might request from the sheriff of the county in which the property is located the immediate removal of a person or persons unlawfully occupying a residential dwelling unit if all of the following conditions are met. Number one, the requesting person is the property owner or authorized agent of the property owner. Number two, the property that's being occupied includes a residential dwelling. Number three, an unauthorized person or persons have unlawfully entered and remain or continue to reside in the property owner's property. Number four, the real property was not open to members of the public at the time of the unauthorized person entered. Number five, the property owner has directed the unauthorized persons to leave the property. Number six, the unauthorized persons are not current or former tenants pursuant to a written or oral rental agreement authorized by the property owner. Next, the unauthorized persons are not immediate family members of the property owner. And finally, there's no pending litigation related to the property between the property owner and any known unauthorized person. In order to qualify, the owner or their representative must complete a very detailed complaint form. Now, the U.S. Constitution makes reference to property rights no less than 25 times. Property rights are fundamental, yet somehow these rights have been eroded through legislation designed to protect tenants. The second piece of legislation working its way through the system is in the state of New York. In New York State, squatters have rights after 30 days, and New York State Representative Jake Blumenthal is introducing a bill which seeks to clarify the definition of a tenant. Specifically, it seeks to define that a tenant does not include squatters in the definition. And like the Florida legislation, it would refer falsification of leases to the criminal code. So far, the bill has broad bipartisan support. Now, New York State has a reputation for having some of the most tenant-biased rules in the nation. I'm gratified to see that common sense is starting to prevail so the tenants still have protection and a bright line is drawn to prevent abuses of the system. I read the 10-page bill from the state of Florida in its entirety, and quite frankly, it reads like common sense regulations. Most people reading it would conclude it's hard to believe that this wasn't the regulation all along. Of particular importance to investors, we want to look carefully at the legislation to understand the scope of coverage. We definitely want to get a legal opinion on the scope of coverage. the new rule seems focused on protecting individual homeowners from these types of home invasions, but the rule appears vague on other property types. If the Florida legislation becomes the model for the rest of the U.S., you want to make sure that the same rules apply to all residential properties, not just single-family homes. As you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.